This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Old Yeller was a great smeller, and dogs in general have superior smelling abilities. They detect dead bodies, illegal drugs and explosives, even cancer. But dogs don't just have great olfactory gear. Another reason they're amazing chemical detectors is the sniff.
And it turns out that almost every breed of dog does this at about 5 hertz, 5 times a second.
Matthew Stamates, a mechanical engineer and fluid dynamicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Sniffing, he says, is really a two-part process.
Inspiration, expiration, right? Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale.
That second part, the exhale, is key.
So when a dog is actively sampling or sniffing on the ground, there is a turbulent air jet that exits each nostril during the exhale phase. Just like when you and I exhale, there's an air jet that comes out of our nostrils, right? But the dog is kind of down on the ground, and those air jets are vectored down and towards its rear. And in the world of fluid dynamics, if I pulse an air jet in one direction, I basically pull air with it.
So the dog's actually creating a pressure differential that effectively pulls new scents towards its nose. Stamates and his colleagues discovered that effect using a 3D printed model of a Labrador retriever's nose, which they tested with fluid dynamics equipment. They then outfitted a commercial vapor detector with sniffing nostrils, inspired by the dog nose. And they found that the actively sniffing detector was 16 times better at picking up the scent of explosives compared to just continuously drawing in air, which is the usual method. The results are in the journal Scientific Reports. Stamates says he hopes next-generation sensors take sniffing seriously.
There's nanosensors out there that can detect very, very small amounts of materials. One of the things that's been overlooked is how do you get the molecules of interest to the detector, right? So you can have the most sophisticated detector in the world, but unless you have a good way to get material to it, it's not very useful.
Adding a sniffer, though, could be just the thing to make those detectors more dogged. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.